AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Cloudflare's quiet 5.6% drop cools the week, not the 20% quarter. Net ended the week lower on below average volume, but the weekly trend signal remains active, and the stock is still well above its regime level after a strong three-month run. Research brief. Cloudflare closed at $262.01 on 24th July, down 5.6% for the week, underperforming both U.S. technology and software infrastructure peers. The setback came on 13.5 million shares, or 0.7x the 13-week average, which limits evidence of broad distribution. The broader read is balanced. The 9-week active trend signal, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength support the constructive case, while a 91.5% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, 12 reversal markers, and a near 10% drawdown from the 52-week high keep risk in view. Key points. 1. Cloudflare fell 5.6% in the latest completed week, versus a 1.0% decline for U.S. technology and a 4.8% decline for U.S. software infrastructure. 2. The stock remains up 10.5% over 4 weeks and 20.5% over 12 weeks, with a 9-week active trend signal and price 24.7% above the weekly trend line. 3. Volume was light at 13.5 million shares, equal to 0.7x the 13-week average, and 0.8x the 52-week average, so the pullback lacked heavy participation. 4. The close sits 9.9% below the 52-week high of $291.0 and 91.5% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving valuation distance and reversal risk part of the setup. Weekly price action loses ground after a strong run. Cloudflare closed the week of 24th July at $262.1, down 5.6%, a sharp pause after a 10.5% 4-week gain and a 20.5% 12-week advance. The stock remains high in its 1-year range at 78.2%, but it has slipped 9.9% from its 52-week high of $291.0, putting the latest move closer to a digestion phase than a confirmed breakdown. The stock underperformed the wider U.S. technology group, which fell 1.0% on average, and also lagged its U.S. software infrastructure industry, which declined 4.8%. That weak weekly rank contrasts with better intermediate evidence. Net's 12-week gain is more than double the industry average of 10.1%, and well ahead of the technology average of 5.3%. Trend signal stays active, while confirmation is incomplete. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, with a 9-week active streak and 28 active weeks across the past year. Price is still 24.7% above the weekly trend line at $210.2, keeping the weekly regime constructive despite the latest setback. Market dynamics are positive at 1.41, and relative strength is positive at 15.48, but the signal state is not one-sided. The activity pressure read shows no fresh buy signal, and expectancy is classified as undecided with a 53.49% probability. That combination argues for a constructive but not fully confirmed read. Sector and industry breadth send a mixed message. Technology breadth remains healthier than the latest weekly return suggests, with 63.0% of the group showing active weekly trends and 54.0% showing positive relative strength. Still, positive market dynamics breadth for the sector sits at 49.0%, which points to uneven activity pressure beneath the surface. The software infrastructure group is more divided. Only 49.0% of industry constituents have active trend signals, and just 35.0% show positive relative strength, even though 69.0% have positive market dynamics. Cloudflare is stronger than many peers on trend, market dynamics, and relative strength, but the industry backdrop is not providing broad confirmation. Light volume reduces the force of the sell-off, but risk remains elevated. The latest decline came on 13.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 19.0 million and the 52-week average of 17.1 million. That 0.7x volume ratio does not confirm aggressive distribution, especially compared with earlier high-volume weeks, such as 46.1 million shares on 13 February and 42.6 million shares on 8 May. Risk evidence is still material. Weekly volatility is 6.7% over 13 weeks, and the past year includes 21 downside weeks versus 31 upside weeks. Average losing weeks of 6.1% are larger than average gaining weeks of 5.5%. while 6 of the past 26 weeks fall into the sharp loss bucket. The 91.5% premium to fair value also leaves the stock sensitive to any fade in momentum. What to watch next? The key near-term test is whether NET can hold its active weekly regime while market dynamics and relative strength stabilize after the pullback. A move back toward the high-water area would carry more weight if volume expands above the current 0.7x participation level. The weekly trend line at $210.2 remains the main regime reference. A deeper retreat toward that level would test whether the 20.5% quarterly advance still has durable sponsorship. While renewed activity pressure with stronger volume would improve the evidence behind any rebound. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.